saw the president is coming to town, right? Is that our next guest on the line? Aaron Del Mar, the Palatine Township Republican committeeman, is on the phone line. So I don't know that I'm going to go to this thing. Maybe you are. I was kind of curious how this even works. Hey, Aaron, this is John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So tell me about yourself. Palatine Township Republican committeeman, is that what you are?
That's correct. I'm also the deputy chairman of the Cook County Republican Party and a former two-term chairman of the Cook County Republican Party.
Do you have a connection with the Trump campaign per se?
Yes, I'm going to be a delegate to the RNC convention on the Trump-Pence ticket coming up next year in Charlotte. Really excited about that.
So he is going to be in town speaking to a police convention, right?
Yeah, he'll be down for the convention. He'll be speaking to them. And then afterwards, we're going to be having a fundraiser on October 28th in downtown Chicago, where people are going to have an opportunity to meet with the president, potentially be at his roundtable, have a photo opportunity, and enjoy a great luncheon.
So 1028, it's the police chiefs that are in town, right?
Yes, sir.
And so I've kind of wondered about how that works, too. I presume that the police chiefs want the president to speak to them, right? And is that a sort of, maybe you don't know the answer to this, but an endorsement by the police chiefs of America of Trump or his campaign or his policies, do you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that that's probably coming around the corner. He's done a great job for supporting not only our troops, but supporting our local heroes and police and firemen here at home. And we're real excited about getting that endorsement.
He hasn't been through Chicago very often, has he?
No, not really. Chicago, as you know, Illinois is a pretty blue state. Not a whole lot of votes to be picked up during a general election. He was here a couple times during the primary, spoke at the City of Chicago luncheon, did a couple fundraisers, obviously visited Trump Tower. But I expect to see him a lot, hear a lot more because, you know, Chicago is a great fundraising town. This event that we're going to be putting together on October 28th, we expect to probably raise a couple $1 million here locally. So that's really going to give a big boost to the nationwide campaign.
Ricketts is his, national treasurer for his campaign?
Yeah, Todd Ricketts is a national finance chairman. He's also the co-owner of the Chicago Cubs, as we all know.
Is the event going to be held at Wrigley Field?
I'm not allowed to disclose where the event is going to be at this time due to the request of the Secret Service, but all those that are a ticket-holding person will be getting the full information, be vetted through Secret Service, and it's going to be a pretty intimate event. The last one was awesome. So we're expecting a great turnout, a great fundraise, and a great night.
Is there ivy at the location? Can you tell us that?
I know, I was just going to say, we're going to get it out of you, Aaron.
Well, the last fundraiser they did last year was at Mr. Ricketts' home. Was a sellout crowd. He lives in a pretty nice place, as you can imagine. So we're expecting to have a similar type atmosphere and ambiance at this event.
Not the ivy we were thinking of, though. I bet you could tell us places it's not going to be. Do you know that it's not going to be at Wrigley Field?
You know, I really can't disclose where it's going to be or where it could be at. I mean, I know they've done a lot of beautiful refurbishment to the field and added a new hotel. So I do encourage a lot of people to go out and support the Cubs and Todd Ricketts and the whole family over there. But it should be pretty exciting for those that make it out to this event. I think it's a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be up close and personal with the president.
So I saw $35,000 for two for lunch and a photograph. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a $35,000 per couple. That's either a give or a raise. So if you are able to, crowdfund $35,000 or more, you and one of your closest friends or spouse could get a picture with the president and, you know, get a good handshake in there. So you don't actually have to pay the full $35,000. You can make that as a fundraising goal. And if you raise that amount, you know, you get the same opportunity.
Yeah. Do you have anything a little less than the $35,000 area?
We sure do. The $35,000 is a pretty high watermark for a lot of people, me included. To get into the luncheon, it's a $2,800 per person lunch ticket. And again, it's going to be very intimate. It's not going to be one of the large rallies that you see. I can promise you that it's not going to be at Allstate Arena. It's not going to be something that large, a big rally. This is going to be a more private, intimate opportunity to talk to me with the president.
Will the First Lady be with him?
You know, we don't have confirmation on that. I know they do try to travel together, so there could be a surprise guest with the First Lady, but I would be willing to venture. There's going to be a lot of familiar faces, a lot of, prominent Chicagoans there. So it's going to be a great room, a great opportunity to network as well.
It's interesting because when they had a rally or an event like this that was scheduled in California, was it San Francisco or Hollywood? It was someplace that, you know, the president doesn't have real deep roots. It was a blue area. And then there was an effort to find out who the people were that bought tickets to this to sort of out them. And the argument went, hey, if you're going to write a check to the president, if you're going to stand up for him and help him, then you ought to be able to put your name on the dotted line, so to speak. And there was pros and cons and argument about that. Is there been any conversation about that? Will we know who the people in Chicago are who go to this event?
Yeah, I mean, federal election law requires that there's full transparency and disclosure with any kind of donation to the campaign. And this one is what we call a direct donation. So this is not like the dark money you hear about that's going to other corporations where this is hidden. This one will be released on his fundraising goals and everything online. So you'll be able to get an idea of who attended this event.
Any idea? What's your goal? How many people do you think will attend?
You know, we're not really looking at people per se. We're, you know, our goal for this raise is going to be between $3 million and $5 million, which I totally think is within a reasonable opportunity with the amount of people and the amount of, you know, supporters that they have in here. I mean, Chicago and Illinois, as we talked about earlier, it's a totally a blue state. However, there are some great Republicans that are here, and as soon as you step foot out of the city limits, Illinois, for its most part, is pretty red. You got a little bit of Democrats down south, close to that St. Louis area, and obviously in Chicago. But for the rest of it, it's predominantly Republican. Hence, you know, we had Bruce Rauner as our previous governor.
Yeah. Well, the people are blue, but the geography is red. There's no doubt about that. One last thing, then. If people want tickets, how do they get them to this?
Yeah, they can reach out to me. You can email me at aaron@palatinerepublicans.org. Again, that's aaron@palatinerepublicans.org, and I'll get you over the private invite, and then you can send your information back to me, put you through the vetting of the Secret Service, and we'll get you in the room.
Aaron, good luck to you. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Yeah, you have a good one, too. Aaron Del Mar, Palatine Township Republican Committeeman.